Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for March 5th, 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, this is going to be a very quick recap of the Marlins against the Yankees last night, in which the Marlins did fall to the Yanks by a score of 3-2. But this game, it's really to recap three pitchers and really the highlights and the lowlights from their outing against the Yankees. First up, you have to go with A.J. Puk. Three innings. He had himself six strikeouts, two walks. Really great outing from A.J. Puk, who continues his dominance this spring to show himself that he wants to be a starter, that he can be part of this rotation to this year and really get what the Marlins aren't going to be able to get from Sandy, who's going to be out this season, and they're going to need someone to eat those innings, get those strikeouts. If A.J. Puk can do that, then it'll do wonders for this Marlins team going forward in 2024. He has, again, just been incredible this spring. Five innings, one hit. He has not given up a run. He has nine strikeouts to go with just three walks, and about 63% of his pitches have been four strikes. He has just been incredible. Mel Steinmeier is working his magic with A.J. Puk, and you might be wondering about maybe his velocity. Is he still going to be the same? He's been a reliever for the majority of his career. But again, you have to remember he was a starter going up to the Athletics organization and going back as well to the University of Florida, where he was a very great starter for the Gators. But overall for A.J. Puk, just really good, or I should say really great for him so far this spring and showcasing himself. If the Marlins can get that, you know, five innings, nine strikeouts, and just three walks from A.J. Puk in outing, the Marlins will take that every day of the week. But again, you have to see, you're converting a guy from a reliever back to a starter, so it's going to take a little bit more time from him to get up to pace, get up to rotation, to see if he can even get into a sixth inning, if he can even get into a seventh inning. But again, that's in very, very due time. We'll see what happens there going into the season. But so far, really great from A.J. Puk, really showing what he could do with the majority of his pitches, getting to that velocity 95 and just consistently staying around that number. You're not going to see a drastic drop from A.J. Puk, no dresser drop really last night. I believe he dropped about maybe a mile per hour, about 1 mile on some of his pitches. But again, going to the games, him starting up, you tend to see that. And with Puck, you want to see him continue that. If he could continue to give you those innings, three, next time four innings, five innings, a full start, see what happens with Puck. But everything so far seems that he's up task, that he will be able, hopefully he can be able to do it. I believe in AJ Puck. I believe wholeheartedly in El Sotomayor Jr. If they can get AJ Puck to just do a half of what Sandy Alcantara usually does, then that's an A-plus for me. Next up, highlight, you have to go with Edward Cabrera. You might be wondering why these two are coming back-to-back starters. Both games were rained out the other day, so Marlins decided to put two guys who were going to start their respective games here against the Yankees. And with Edward Cabrera, three innings, again, four hits allowed, which again, but a little worry there, but not too much. Those hits not resulting in any runs. Three strikeouts, but most importantly, zero walks. And that is what you want to see from Edward Cabrera, limiting those walks. That was detrimental to his season last year and really also brought him down to AAA so he could work out those kinks. If Edward Cabrera can limit those walks, then he's an all-star caliber pitcher. He could potentially, I don't want to say win the Cy Young, but he can really get Cy Young votes if he can limit those walks, as he has that stuff. And when he was coming up, I was a prospect, easily the number one prospect in the Marlins organization, number one pitching prospect, 100%. And people comparing him to Sandy, he can potentially even be better than Sandy just because of his pitch mix and what he's able to do, topping out against the Yankees in 97. Really great to see you there. Really had great command, 30 pitches, 22 were for strikes. Incredible from Edward Cabrera. Last year, if you look at just three innings, he probably gave you three walks. Maybe in a very rough patch, he could four or five even, but to have zero, Eddie is completely changed. Again, still too early, but for right now, everything looks great for Edward Cabrera. And really great from those six innings for the Marlins, nine strikeouts, no earned runs, only two walks between them, five hits, really great to see. And then we talk about the low light of the game. Tanner Scott did not record a single out, gave up four walks in a row, which resulted in three earned runs. Not great to see from Tanner Scott, and especially what we were seeing last year. But with Tanner, I know he'll turn around. This is just a rough patch. And again, a good thing it's happening now, March 4th, not July 4th, not June 4th. Very good thing that it's happening right now, not later. I believe in Scott. He showed me last year, showed all of us. I forget who he was facing, but he threw, I believe, 11 straight balls. Mel Sotomayor came out, told him to fix it. You're better than that. You can do it. Next pitch, strike. Incredible from Tanner there. And I know this is just a little rough patch for Tanner. It's been a little rough patch for him so far this spring. But a little bit of a worry just because this Yankees lineup featured a lot of prospects, a lot of bench guys, a majority of them. But with Tanner, I think he'll change it up. He knows he has the ability to become one of the best closers in baseball. He showed that at the end of last season. Be great to see there. And he got a pay raise for that. And he could potentially be an all-star candidate for the Marlins just because how well he played at the end of last season or last season overall. But not too much to worry from Tanner Scott. I believe in him. Everything looks to be going well for him. It just maybe some kinks mentally, trying some things out, but nothing too crazy to worry about from Tanner Scott. But that's going to do it for me on Big Fish Small Pod. I'm Danny Rodriguez. As always, go fish.